go.
Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerd 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here in person with
Sam
and Sean.
And on the Skype hotline, we have
John.
So, how's everybody doing? Slow week.
Yeah, very slow.
Except for work.
Yeah, work has been balls to the walls.
Yeah.
Dog days of summer, man.
That's what happens. At least we're getting decent temperatures with it, though. Yeah. So.
Well, apparently this weekend it's supposed to get brutal.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, boy. How did you... I don't want to touch that because it was on your phone and you had poison ivy. How did you end up getting that, by the way?
I have no idea.
That was a very interesting story.
I'm sorry. Covered. I just thought about it. I was taking the opener from underneath.
I'm covered in poison ivy, and I have no idea how I got it. I think I got it off my dog.
The dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably a good guess, yeah.
You got a spray back there.
The dog's big on rolling around and stuff.
Well, it's the side of the house that has... Yeah. My mom gets it all the time.
Plus, we've been going for walks at the monastery, so maybe she stuck her head into something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
That would happen.
This is a fantastic open.
Yeah, I had to double check. Anyway, fairly light episode this week. We didn't really get a chance to watch a lot of stuff.
No.
Or get out to see a movie, because life.
I'm going to try going this weekend to go see a movie. I don't know which one yet, but
the scary movie one. Or the scary stories.
That's if Amy will go with me.
I mean, I saw Fantastic Beasts 2, and I can give you one word review of it.
What? Did you see the first one?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
Did you see everything else, like all the other Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, I've seen all the movies, yeah.
Okay. Then what do you have a question about?
Like...
Question about how the plot doesn't really tie together.
Why does anything happen in that movie?
No idea.
Like, they're like...
See my review several months ago.
They're like, Newt Scamander, go be an oracle. And I'm like, isn't he bad at that?
An aura?
Or aura, whatever. Oracle, aura, whatever.
Okay.
Does it matter? It's stupid. His name is Newt Scamander.
Supposedly, he is a good aura. He has the ability to be a good aura, but you clearly don't know that in any of the movies. So
no, they never mention it.
Nope, they don't. They don't. It could be implied. I have no idea. Nothing really happens in that movie.
Stuff, like, there's a lot of plot, but none of it makes sense. Like, the fact that, like,
nor do you really care.
It's just like the guy who actually died in the first one, Flash, where he like
oh, yeah.
he dies in the first one, and then they're like, but no, he's really alive. We're not gonna explain how he survived that, but
how did he die in the first one?
He explodes. He's got this magic thing in him and he explodes because of it.
Obscurial is what it was called.
Whatever.
Sure.
It's a magic black goo. He explodes and dies, and then this one they're like, yeah, he's alive, and he's in Paris, and we're not going to explain how that happened.
Okay.
And then, like 90% of the movie are people telling him who he really is, and it turns out to be wrong.
Yeah. There's a few very large leaps in the story in this movie.
Or how everyone just shows up places.
Yeah, everybody's in Paris. Everybody's in Paris.
Sam.
Every single person's in
magic.
Paris.
Magic.
Like, it's testing that to an extreme.
It's just... Like, I don't get some of it. I don't get some of it.
Like, at least with, like, Star Wars, the Force is, like, a living, thinking thing. So you can be like, well, it's behind everything, kind of like as a puppet master. But magic is never explained as that, at least not in the movies.
But it's just supposed to be matter of fact. It's like, oh, yeah, we have magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to bring any meaning. It's just, you know, yeah, hey, this is...
We got magic.
The best part about the movie was the world, as was the case with the first Fantastic Beasts.
I don't know.
The world itself wasn't
the
bad.
The first one was better.
Overall.
Yeah.
Overall,
like,
yes.
Even the world. In this one, it was just like, more magic stuff. It's like, it's not even that interesting magic stuff. It's just magic stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
And creepy statues that always remind me of the Weeping Angels. Because they're moving around. I'm like, keep looking at it.
Yeah. Don't blink, don't blink, don't blink.
They were setting up, this whole second movie was a setup for the third, which supposedly is a Dumbledore-Grindelwald fight.
Supposedly, because that one also sets up the fourth one, which in turn then sets up the fifth one.
Yeah, go figure. Go figure a Harry Potter franchise that will last forever.
But also, he's one of those characters where it's like, I'm here now and I'm not going to explain why. But the muggle guy, still the best part of the movie.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Well, I'm trying to think of... Anyway.
It's the guy from Balls of Fury.
Yeah.
Should we get onto news?
I mean, we can.
That's a 2018 movie.
Yeah, I know, but it bears to be repeated that it's a bad movie.
Yeah, I don't think I rated it that high.
No, you gave it a bad review, if I remember.
We
didn't watch a lot of TV. But there's plenty of news out there. John, you said before we hopped on, you had breaking news for us. Why don't you take it from there?
Why, thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
So interesting news breaking tonight. Forget where I even saw this, but it was a real website.
I swear.
I promise. We're not just making up things through the news, all right? So Ewan McGregor is going to be in a Disney Plus show as Obi-Wan Kenobi. So instead of the movie that had been discussed and seemingly canned, they're going to go ahead with it as a TV show. And guys, fellas, boys, I think it's a good idea.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the adventures of Obi-Wan, I'd be cool with that. Yeah.
And it's almost better that it's a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, what are you going to make a movie out of? We already saw, like, the most interesting parts of Obi-Wan's life.
And even then, the Clone Wars filled in a massive amount of gap for that.
Yeah, right. So it's like, but like with a TV show, it's like, you don't have to show the most interesting parts, you just have to show interesting parts.
Like you said, Sam, the adventures of Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Now, like, are you guys excited?
Fantastic. Yeah, exactly. If it's like, just a serial, like it's just a new town every week kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's a Western almost.
I kind of miss shows like that.
Yeah.
Now,
are you guys excited that Disney is having a lot of the major movie characters be on TV shows now? Because typically that doesn't usually happen.
No, I'm okay with it because, I mean, it's really tough.
Not okay with it. Excited about it.
Well, yeah.
Whether or not you're okay.
I'm okay / excited because there's a lot of stories that are tough to tell through movies about characters. And, you know, we'll say 2 hours is usually the allotted time, 2 to 3. But, you know, 2 hours sometimes isn't enough time to actually tell a story, especially when it comes to a comic book character with so much, you know, material behind them, especially for the fans. Like, it's really origin stories are so tough to do for superheroes because you kind of have to gloss over a lot.
Also, we've seen it a billion times.
That too. So,
I don't think the Star Wars books are coming into play here. I think it's just everything's made up.
Well,
there'll probably be callbacks to some of the stories in the books.
Like 98% of all the books are gone. They don't exist.
Okay.
Once Disney acquired Star Wars, that's what they did.
They officially got rid of it. Okay.
But
I thought they would come back with a few, but
no. Nope. KOTOR is considered canon, though, which is awesome. So that means Darth Revan.
Woo!
But Star Wars and you know, Marvel and whatnot, like, I'm happy these characters are on TV now. Because, I mean, like, growing up, I mean, in the 90s, you guys might not, well, some you would probably remember, but, like, you know, Spider-Man has had his own cartoon TV show, half-hour TV show, which was phenomenal. X-Men had an amazing show.
Oh, they were all on TV, man.
Yeah, Iron Man was on TV. Iron Man / the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, the Ghostbusters show.
Ghostbusters cartoon where they made Slimer a good guy.
When are all my Ghostbusters origin movies coming out?
Oh, God.
That, you know, that's next, though, right?
You know, somebody's at least pitched that, right? Like, there's no way somebody's like, we got the next Bill Murray.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. Any origin
Ghostbusters 3 is next year, though. Just remember that. Ghostbusters 3.
That's, no. I think it's going to be pushed back. Is it?
Yeah, it's next year, I believe.
I think it's going to be pushed back. No way.
I haven't seen like any casting or anything for that, so I don't know.
No casting. There's probably not a script.
I bet
existing.
That's 2021.
Well, anyway,
are we supposed to get New Mutants by now?
Oh yeah.
What was the rumor, by the way?
For New Mutants. New Mutants. Yeah. News came out right now that Disney is like, yeah, that sucks, and it doesn't look like they're releasing it. Like, they came out recently and were like, we're not happy with New Mutants. It's bad.
Oh, April 3rd, 2020 is what the thing says.
What, New Mutants?
Yeah, but I could have sworn it was supposed to be like August, right?
It was of last year, maybe.
Well,
sorry.
Anyway,
damn.
So for the speaking about stuff that like should be past week here was. For this Apple TV show, the morning show, the ones like Reese Witherspoon, and we don't even need to talk about it. But like Apple Plus is another one where it's like, what's is this thing even coming out? Like, it's in the fall. They haven't said what, you know, when it's coming out or the price or anything.
It's what, like September, October time that it's supposed to come out? Like,
supposedly. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not, you know, obviously this isn't the fall, but you'd think you would get more information,
right?
You know, the release date.
Yes. Like, I completely forgot Apple had their own channel that they were doing.
Yeah, like, yeah. Spent a lot of money on it too.
Until you just mentioned it, I was like, oh yeah, they're making something.
I could totally see them though, just like dropping like three shows out of nowhere, and it's like free for the first 3 months for like everybody with like Apple products or whatever.
I can also see them dropping the ball on this though. Mm-hmm. It's equally I can see them dropping the ball.
Yeah. Did they ever release like a price for
nope.
Apple I think they TV? Said in line with everything else. Right. Just like Disney when they first announced Plus, it's going to be in line with everything else. Ooh, they did have pricing.
I know. That was kind of my segue, cuz Disney Plus they announced a bundle deal
with Hulu.
With Hulu and ESPN.
And it's awesome because Hulu for me right now, I don't know how much it is for you. I got $11.99.
Yeah.
No ads.
Yep.
It's $11.99 for no ads. Disney Plus.
Well, no, Disney Plus, ESPN, and Hulu will be bundled together for $12.99.
Yeah.
But that is the ads version of Hulu. So obviously.
Oh, really? Oh.
But either way.
It's still going to be cheaper.
And like, it to the point where it's like, I'm bundling these three things. I don't have ESPN Plus because I haven't had a reason to get it. But if it's kind of thrown in there for a couple bucks, yeah, I'm going to get it.
What does ESPN Plus have?
Everything.
Cricket.
A lot of, like, soccer, a lot of, like, some of the college football and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you also have a lot of that stuff if you simply have an ESPN cable subscription.
So why have ESPN
cable subscription? No, not really. No, all the ESPN Plus is just ESPN Plus.
Okay.
It's not like it used to be.
I just know that when I have ESPN on my app, it's logged into my cable, and I can stream college football games that are not on TV.
Okay.
But as long as they're ESPN, so like Fox, I can't do Big Ten Network. You can't do.
Well, yeah. That only makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know about Plus. ESPN.
Yeah. But if they throw it in for like $2 a month.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Obviously, I'm going to take it.
I just make it easier.
You
for
also
you
get
one login.
Like just a baseball game every night too, and I think you get like the MLS like extra innings thing, whatever the hell they call it. You essentially get all the out of market MLS games. Not that anybody here is watching that, least of all.
No, I'm a Premier League guy, so.
But I mean, it's they show like rugby and stuff, which is cool.
That's right. I did see the US Japan game the other day.
So, I mean, I'm looking at all three possibly being $20 ads free. Like, obviously, I'm rounding up, but like, if it's under $20 for all three, I already have Hulu for $12,
So for $8,
Disney Plus alone, I think, is $6.99. Yeah. So
$7. So for a dollar more, I get ESPN.
So there you go.
True. And they,
it's going to be tough for people to compete, man. And there's going to be so many of these friggin' things now.
Yeah.
So this week, too, you know, you had CBS merging with Viacom,
yeah,
which is pretty much what they've been before. So Viacom's like Comedy Central, MTV, all those kinds of channels, and Paramount as well, the, you know, movie studio. So I would bet all my money in the world that they're just going to either expand CBS All Access or make a Paramount one too while they're at it, you know?
Mm. Yeah. And then NBC has announced they're launching their own streaming service.
Yep.
I'm just waiting for Fox.
Well, Fox is Disney.
But the sports.
Fox Sports.
No, they're just going to be like live pretty much. I mean, maybe they'll, I don't think there's enough rights though for like them to get something to do like an ESPN Plus kind of deal.
Like, yeah, cuz a lot of like Fox Sports, like there's Fox Sports Arizona, Fox Sports.
Yeah, they all have the local.
Well, they had to sell those though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, so CBS does, as far as I know, does not stream NFL games
right
on their apps. And okay. Fox doesn't even have an app.
Right.
So they don't stream it. ESPN does stream, and NBC, I think, is the nighttime, Sunday night. I don't know if they stream. They're just launching there, so they might actually have it.
Yeah, NBC streams.
The game?
On Yahoo, I believe.
Sunday Night Football is streamed on Yahoo?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Did not know that.
It's been for a few years now.
Yeah, Yahoo still exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Yahoo Finance thing, miserable. I hate it.
I just click on it, look up like top news, and then
What's trending? Justin Bieber was trending the other day, according to the...
What was trending?
Justin Bieber.
Oh.
According to the...
Oh, yeah, what did he get into?
I didn't click on it because I don't care. Oh. it's just the thing that pops up first.
I don't just look at the trending. I look at the actual articles, and like I'll scroll through the first like 10 and be like, what's going on? Okay, I don't care. And then I close that out.
Yeah, and then you see like monkey throws 10 pounds of poop at school trip.
click
that one.
Yeah, like we talk about it at work all the time, like the sponsored ads that they're like, you wouldn't believe these celebrities used to be men.
Oh, and yeah.
It's like, no.
what was it?
Yes, so of course I believe Tom Hanks used to be a man. He still is.
Doug Flutie is in real big trouble by the network because he revealed he has ED or something like that.
You wouldn't believe what this announcer said live on air. It's like, oh, what'd he say? Click, 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 click. It's like every page is like, you won't believe what he said on. I'm like, oh my God, I'm
that's
done.
That's just clickbait. That's just
clickbait. Well, yeah, all those sponsored things are
clickbait. Well, yeah, but then... Yeah.
Every once in a while, there's one that's like intriguing. You're like, oh, click. You're like, oh, crap. I got clickbait.
You know what sucks is that at Yahoo in particular, if you click one, say, for instance, you see two articles you want to read.
Right.
And then you click one, and then you read through it, and then you're like, okay, let's just go back and try and find the other one. It should be right there, right? Yeah. Nope. There's about 60 other ones you have to scroll down, maybe go into the news section or something. It's impossible to find the second one you wanted to see, so.
So, what's next, now that we went long on Hulu?
Oh, man. So, you want more news? So, going with Disney+, they announced two new shows, going down the horror aspect of shows. First one.
H-O-R-R-O-R.
Horror.
Yeah. Not
whore with a W. Not the whores of Marvel, the horrors of Marvel. okay.
Anyway. Just having a good time.
Apparently. Sorry, for some reason that reminded me of Red versus Blue, because that's on Netflix now, and I started watching a couple.
Oh, yeah. It's been on Netflix for
a long time.
I know, but I just, you know, it popped up randomly, because Netflix suggestions for you, it's 10 chick flicks and then Red versus Blue.
Yeah, I don't blame you for watching that. So the brand is called Adventure into Fear.
Okay, that sounds like a Disney ride, but all right. Yeah.
And so These are the first two characters announced.
They did have Tower of Terror.
Yeah. Well, that was Twilight Zone. So the first character is Hellstorm. Not many people know. I only know who this character is just because I had a card of him, and I was like, when I read the name, I was like, oh, I remember having that Marvel Masterpiece card as a kid.
Hellstorm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the other one, the actually important one, is Ghost Rider.
Okay.
And so, remember Ghost Rider from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Same actor.
Really? Yes. Okay, I'll take it.
That Ghost Rider is going to be in this show.
Nick Cage all the way from me. All right?
I know. Well, it's not... He's a different incarnation of the Ghost Rider.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, it's a separate... It's a different...
No, because it's like one spirit.
Please tell me that the Ghost Rider movies are canon in the MCU.
There is no Ghost... Oh, yeah. I don't know. We'd have to ask Kevin. We're on first name basis now.
I want those to be canon.
I love how I own the first Ghost Rider. It sits unopened on our shelf in here because it came with a bust of Ghost Rider that I like, and I got it for $5 at Five Below.
Like, yeah, I don't think it's canon though, because isn't Ghost Rider's on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It's a different. So with the spirit. Of go like the Ghost Rider spirit, I believe, is the spirit of vengeance. It can take over different like entities. So there have been multiple Ghost Riders throughout the years, and Johnny Blaze, which is the one that Nick Cage plays, is a completely different one from the one that from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but if they do the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. one, then they tie in.
Yes,
again they tie in back again.
Yes,
I'm down. I'll take it. If Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. finally comes back to the fold.
That it's the same actor playing the same role. They're expanding on that character. And remember, like, I was done with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then they announced this and I was like, yeah, I'm in. And then they kind of strayed from that timeline. And I was like, and I'm out.
Yeah.
So like to have a Ghost Rider show.
Speaking of timelines, they're a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing. So yeah, no, I'm very happy that they announced that because
good.
I mean, they had Ghost Rider.
Looks like
sitting
they're
in
just
going to
bomb out a bunch of properties.
That's fine.
On Disney Plus, and I think at D23 we're going to get even more.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
so we'll get Phase 5 probably, and then some more.
It feels like they're going for the throw shit at the wall and see what sticks method for the Disney Plus shows.
The problem is now I think there's way too many dedicated fans, regardless of what they throw, and it's just going to stick.
It's all going to stick.
Yeah. Because then you get idiots like me and Shona will just watch it regardless because it's Marvel. It's just the way it
Dude,
is.
Dude, I love Hellstorm. I had no idea who he is, but I love him.
You know what? I don't know if I like this or if I really love it, but as we were talking about watching Star Wars on TV earlier, and everywhere you look, there's either a Marvel or a Star Wars or other Disney movie. There's Disney on TV at all times. Yeah. A movie, not TV show or specifically on the Disney channels. It's just anywhere you go, there is a Disney movie being played.
Well, they own like half the market. So.
Yeah, I know, but it's constant. So tonight before I came here was Age of Ultron, First Avenger. We're on.
Okay.
FX and something else, but they were on. And then the night before there were three.
Wow.
It's just, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. There's definitely, we're going to hit a tipping point real soon.
Oh, God, yeah.
If not already.
Honestly, the tipping point comes when we actually get a bad Marvel movie. Because then fans are going to be like, I guess they don't have it anymore. Next one's gonna suck. Like, actually, like, bad. Like, not, like, because, like, Doctor Strange is not good, but... As like
I could sit down and watch Doctor Strange and not want to claw my eyes out.
Yeah.
Whereas, but as you watch the Justice League or
Batman,
yes,
Batman v Superman is by far the worst part. Of the DC.
I'll even sit through Man of Steel.
Wait, you think Batman v Superman is worse than Justice League?
Yes, 110%.
I plead the fifth.
Maybe this is what we were meant to talk about.
You think Justice League was worse?
Yeah, it had no point to it.
I mean, it had a
point. At least you get like, Trenchcoat Batman, and like Batman's a real character in it, and he's not just like walking around introducing people, making connections like he's at a fucking networking event.
Yeah, but Batman v Superman, literally like nothing happens the entire movie.
What it only things happen. Like there's like 5 hours worth of plot in like a 2 hour movie, and it doesn't work well at all.
It's yeah, Batman v Superman doesn't work, and that's why it's a hard like it's hard to view that and like be entertained by something where it's like 3 hours of just nothing.
Like I need to go back and rewatch these movies.
You do?
In order to like pick a side in this fight, because as you guys are talking, these movies have blended together in my head.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I honestly can't tell the difference.
Did you save down the 2017 ratings in the drive? Did you save down the 2017 ratings?
I have no idea. Probably.
Because I could pull up the reviews right now. But I don't think we have the BVS one. I think we just have Justice League.
Because Batman v Superman, I think, was one of the first movies we talked about.
Was Justice League last year?
Yes. No, yeah, it's 2 years ago. So 2 years ago was Justice League. So, yeah, 2017. And then 2016 was Batman v Superman. But, yeah.
But, like, these movies have blended together to me. Like, the only thing that stands out for me about Justice League is those moments where you get that, like, the really bad Wheaton humor in it.
Yeah.
Like, when, like, Batman's on the back, on his back after they wake up Superman, yeah. He's like, ugh, I'm getting too old for this shit, or something along that line. I forget what the joke is, but it's something along that line, and it's dumber than I'm getting too old for this shit. But, like,
no,
I remember seeing that in the movie and being like, man, this is just jarringly different from the rest of this movie. This is clearly Wheaton.
Yeah. I do know that, oh God, who was it? Somebody came out and was like, there is a Snyder cut. I think it was Kevin Smith said there is a Snyder cut. Like, cause there's been rumors that there's a Snyder cut of Justice League somewhere out there.
Well, there's a whole thing behind it. There's a movement, if you will.
Yeah. And like, so the Snyder cut, he confirmed that it exists and that it should be released because fans actually want it. And to be completely honest,
like, when has Zack Snyder made a actual good movie? Not like a tolerable movie, like a good movie.
Well, you ponder that. For cash grab for WB, release this. Either a DVD or whatever. Get some money from it because people will watch it.
Well, I mean, it's going to cost money just to, like, finish it off. I don't even mean shooting. I mean just like doing the things from like an edit from like a, you know, director's cut to like a finished product. Like, it's not like,
yeah, but the problem is there's so many movies that have done that in the past. It's like, you know, the Alien quadrilogy did it, you know. You know,
like they did five cuts of Blade Runner. Like, you know, you probably,
like, I can't see this.
Scrape together a couple pennies.
Right. Like, I can't see them not being able to do that. Especially since, like you said, John, there's a movement behind this. And, like, if I were to watch Justice League again, I would want to watch the Snyder Cut. Because I've always stood behind, like, whenever there's plenty of instances of it. When a director fights against a company, like a publisher company or whatnot. It's the company always wins, and it usually pisses off the director.
I mean, that's not what happened here.
But. No, I know, but it kind of is though.
No, you know why he stepped away, right?
Yeah, but the movie was complete. WB looked at it and went no, and then they hired Whedon on, and that's when they did the reshoots, which shot the budget over $500,000,
which
million, I mean.
They didn't do reshoots up until that point either. Right. So eventually they were.
Yeah, they were going to do reshoots at some point.
So
I can't pull up Zack Snyder because, you know, the internet sucks. And
what do you need for Zack Snyder?
Whether or not he did a good movie.
I mean, he did 300. He did Watchmen.
Ooh, I did like 300, and Watchmen was like runner up in our.
No, it was up there.
Battle Royale, whatever.
But
it was.
He did Watchmen. He did
okay.
The Guardians of Ga'Hoole, the Owl movie.
What?
I've seen it. It's actually not a horrible movie.
It's him directing it?
Yeah.
Hang on, hang on. Is there a bunch of unnecessary slow motion in that?
I wouldn't say there's a
dude, it's
bunch,
owls.
But yeah, it's owls fighting each other, so I mean, there's some. It's got a good cast,
you
too.
You want a slow motion movie.
That's just owls fighting each other.
I'm trying to think other Zack Snyder movies. Sucker Punch.
I gotta say, there hasn't been a Zack Snyder movie that hasn't had like an incredible trailer. Yeah. Although, possibly with the exception of all the DC ones. Because I can't remember those trailers at all.
You don't remember the Come Together trailers for Justice League?
Oh, yeah. That one was actually decent.
Yeah.
With Affleck just like talking to Ezra or whatever.
Yeah.
Flash.
Flash from,
from
Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I dislike him so far in every movie that he's been in. So,
The one plus about Justice League is because of that movie. Remember they were doing a Cyborg movie? There was a standalone Cyborg movie that they announced before Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Which,
yeah. So they basically are like, Cyborg? There was no Cyborg in that movie.
Which is a shame because he wasn't bad at that.
Yeah, but he wasn't good.
CGI was a little tough to digest there.
He was very overly CGI. And the thing is,
but like, sat there and be like, if I cut something out of Justice League to make it better, like, Cyborg wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It'd probably be Superman or... I'm burping a lot here.
Yeah.
Superman or probably like Flash.
Eh. You need Flash, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, we don't. Really, I already have Flash? A Flash. It's Grant Gustin.
Yeah, well, I agree that the TV shows come first, but no, you need for Justice League, you need a Flash before you need a Cyborg. I mean, look at the TV show.
Oh, yeah,
look at the TV show. Where was Cyborg? Oh, he was with Teen Titans.
Yeah, but like, he's not bad in that movie.
Eh. But they did, he is on the Doom Patrol, which is like, he's a main character on that show. So it's like, he found a home. And it's not in the movies. Because it's he
which
was,
might be best for him.
No, I agree, because he wasn't a very good, relatable, or anything character. He was just
really
kind
of
there.
He was like one of the most relatable characters. The other ones were just like Ben Affleck, you know, Wonder Woman, which is like, just watch the Wonder Woman movie, don't watch this. Flash, who's like, I'm comedy relief. Boop, doop, boop, boop. Or Aquaman, who's, you know, Aquaman.
Server dude.
Did you watch that again yet? It's on HBO.
What, Aquaman?
Yeah, it just came out last week on HBO.
I could use a good laugh. Maybe I'll watch that.
Oh, man. Aquaman. Like, I want them to make a sequel, but at the same time, I'm like, just let it all die first. Just let the... what's it called? Universes or... of DC or whatever, Worlds of DC or something like that, whatever they're calling their...
I've heard people call this the Snyderverse.
Well, yeah, because like everything else is kind of like, but I'm saying the whole thing in general, like what Warner Brothers and DC has created. It's like, I think the Worlds of DC, because like, because Birds of Prey though is gonna have aspects from Suicide Squad. It's gonna be a completely different universe. In a way, I guess, like they're pretending Suicide Squad just never happened.
Whatever, just let them go. Just let it go.
I just want it to die and then just bring it back.
I'm okay with Birds of Prey.
We'll see.
Because it's clearly not going to break the bank to make. If it takes off, why not?
I wonder if it has a.
It really has. Birds of Prey is literally the definition of a movie that has nothing to lose. Joker does. This, not so much.
Yeah.
What is that movie about?
What?
Birds of Prey. Right? Like,
and the emancipation of one Harley Quinn?
Yes.
I think they're still working on it.
That one. Because, like, I've heard nothing about it.
Yeah, they announced,
heard you guys mention it, and I see it on IMDb.
Sorry, the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. Sorry for ruining the title.
Which, like, that title right away just is making me like cringe a
right
bit.
Like it makes me worry that this is really going to be a bad movie.
But you know what, Margot Robbie apparently is really into the character, and it's rare that characters or the actors and actresses are that much into the character.
So right now the
so just let it just let budget, it go. Vin Diesel yeah.
in
the Riddick.
Ewan McGregor in Birds of Prey.
What?
Ewan McGregor's in Birds of
yeah.
Prey.
Speaking of Ewan McGregor, anything new about the new Fargo season, John?
He's not going to be
yeah, in it. They had the casting a couple weeks ago.
They did. Oh, this is with Chris Rock, right?
Yeah, it's going to be based in like Kansas City in like the 60s.
All right.
By the way, the budget for Birds of Prey is 75 to 85 million.
Okay.
Making it the lowest.
Yeah, that's not very yeah, high.
It is the lowest DC movie to date for budget.
Go for it. I say go for it. Yeah. I say go for it. They have nothing to lose. The main actress loves her role, apparently, so let her go. Let's just go.
I mean, if they only just give her a character to actually play rather than just a thing.
Of that movie, there's a few good parts, and Harley Quinn is one of those good parts.
Is she? She's kind of just there.
But I think
Sam's finally jumping on my
compare
side.
It to every other character.
Like, I'm not saying she's a bad part of that movie. I'm just saying
the
like,
movie as a whole is bad.
She's yeah, no, yeah, but
yeah,
like,
but what's I mean?
She's no Killer Croc.
Yeah, really?
She's no Captain Boomerang. She's no Slipknot.
Greatest character ever.
I feel bad for him. Everybody got like a bio on the side.
For him. He can climb anything.
I gotta watch that movie again. It's so bad. I gotta watch it
it's
again.
It's like horribly written. It was written in 2 weeks and like it was horribly edited. It's like there's like nothing good about
yeah,
that movie.
But it's just pure. Entertainment.
Like, to the point where they're recasting Deadeye. Or Deadshot, sorry. They're recasting him. Will Smith's out.
But he was Will Smith in that movie.
Whatever. We're in the sub-$100 million movie range at this point, so he's out. Plus, he's doing... What's that new movie with Will Smith where he's like a duplicate?
Looper 2?
Gemini Man.
Is it Gemini yeah. Man? Yeah. Okay. With that's Ang out this Lee. Year, I think, right?
Yeah, that's this year. That's the movie when we watched the trailer before Endgame. Everybody in the theater was like, oh, so that's a movie.
Oh, the pizza store trailer commercial was better than any trailer in
that's
that movie.
True. But no, Gemini Man, it's Gemini Man is directed by Ang Lee, who is famous for directing both Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and The Hulk with Eric Bana.
Life of Pi, too.
And Brokeback Mountain.
I know, yeah. But like... I'm doing polar opposites.
He probably did a bunch of 24 episodes too.
But like
right before the Hulk movie.
He did like he wanted the Hulk movie to be more like a comic book. You're watching
Which,
a
like,
comic book.
You got to give him credit for that.
Right, but like, it was horribly done.
Yeah, but like at least he tried something different.
Right. So but for Ang Lee it's one of those situations where it could be a great movie.
Wait, did he do a Fast and Furious one or is that
No, that's the guy
that's
from
Justin Lin.
A Saw guy, right? No. Yeah, Saw guy. Anyways. But no, Ang Lee, you're either going to get something really good or something really bad.
I mean, and that just means he takes risks. And you got to respect someone who takes risks.
But Gemini Man, it looks
bad. Yeah, that's going to be bad.
Like, he took risks.
Oh.
It looks bad.
No, actually, that movie looks like he didn't take any risks. It was just like, yeah, I'm just going to make a generic action movie that everybody else is making.
But what makes it unique? It's a sci-fi movie. How? Clones? So we only have to pay with the actor once?
Really bad CG de-aging?
That's a thing, right?
So you know what I did finish watching? And what? I forgot to mention this last week. First season of The Terror.
Oh, you did.
It's on Hulu.
Yes, it is. How bad is it?
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Right?
Yeah, it's bad.
It goes nowhere bad. Quickly and then until, what, the last episode?
There's a lot of... Oh, yeah. There's about four episodes of just starvation.
Yeah.
Rockets.
And what you expect from that. Yep. And then there's a couple.
Did they talk
like,
about ice more?
No, actually, they're in like a desert style place that's freezing cold. So they're in the they're up north.
They're in the tundra.
That's it. They're up north, whatever. Something island. I forgot the name of it, though. But yeah, real slow, real boring. A couple scenes where like the bear comes back and you actually see it.
Yeah.
Comes back, attacks a bunch of people. Quick and question. Stuff. There's a mutiny. You're clearly not going to watch it. So
no,
I'm
I'm not.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
This just popped in my head. Was there a monkey in that series?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
The monkey, the doctors, all the doctors die. Mm-hmm. Except for one who's not really a doctor. He's more just like knows stuff.
Yeah.
And then
that was pretty early on.
He was a little worried about a guy who had black gums and stuff. So he started giving the monkey the food in the tin cans.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it's lead poisoning.
Okay.
So the whole crew was poisoned of lead poisoning for 3 years. So they're all like mentally unstable. And then that just, it derails after that. And then a bunch of eating each other and trying to attack and kill the bear. And
but it's not a bear.
No, it is. It was a bull bear.
No, no, it wasn't.
No, in the movie, in the thing it was.
Like, were they just hallucinating that it wasn't?
No, it was a real polar bear.
I saw pictures. It's not a polar bear.
Well, it was something similar to that, but they did kill a large-looking thing.
Did you never finish it?
No. He never finished it. It was quite literally killing a polar bear.
No, because at the end of the last episode, because I brought this up on the podcast when it finally ended last year, they released like pictures of the creature, and it looks like a polar bear body, but it's got like hands instead of where our paws are, and it's got
you're right.
The shortest snout.
It looks very human, but it was
It's not a polar bear.
It looks like a polar bear.
But it's not a polar bear, that's what I'm saying.
Whatever it was, it had the size and shape of a polar bear, it looked like a polar bear except for the face and the hands.
Listen to Chris.
Jesus Christ.
Sean, I actually saw some pictures, okay?
whatever it was, for all intents and purposes, everybody died.
Yeah.
Except, okay, how do you think this ended? How do you think this ended? Everybody, nobody knows what happened.
Right.
How do you think this ended?
Is it like
aliens?
One person,
no.
One person's alive, but they get found right before they die, and they say like one word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I vaguely
one
remember.
One person's alive, and then people get sent out to look for him, and then they find another person who's there explaining what's going on. But the guy is still alive, and he said, "I don't want to be found." That's it.
Oh.
And then that's it.
So it's dumber than what I said.
Yeah. Well, whatever. But it wasn't that good. It wasn't that good. I hope they fix it for
the
season 2.
By the way, the creature is called a Tumbak.
Yeah, Tumbak.
It's native Inuit like spirit creature. Mm-hmm. So it's not a polar bear, like I said.
Oh, my goodness, Sean. Jesus.
It's not.
I did. Okay.
I'm just saying.
If you're watching, anybody who's watching this, and I mean, it's not a lot of people, send us a message on Facebook and tell us what the hell you think it is. And if you knew whether or not it was a Tumbak, because it looks like a damn polar bear.
It doesn't matter what you think it is. The guys who created it said this is what it is.
Tough. Then they should have made it better. So people actually cared what it was in the end.
The whole show was bad.
Insert shot of its weird hands, you know?
Oh, man.
I mean, they did, but...
Anyway, in lieu of season 2, I finished season 1. It wasn't that good, but hopefully season 2 is improved.
Season 2 aired this past Monday. We're going to give it a couple episodes before we actually start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 episodes. So it doesn't happen like last time where it was like, so nothing happened this week.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, good point. Did anybody watch season finale of Legion?
I'm not
series finale.
Series
finale. Yeah.
I gotta watch the season.
Yeah, I've only watched half the season. Has anybody else watched any of the show this year?
I've been busy.
Nope.
So, no. So, right. Legion is done, so I gotta go back and watch that.
Yeah, but the 100 on the CW has been released on Netflix now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not really. I have just that show to catch up on.
I gotta catch up on DC shows. Damn.
So, Chris,
hey, let me ask you guys a question. I'll throw it out there to you. Do conspiracy theories fall under our little umbrella here?
Yeah, of course.
I think we're like balls deep in a conspiracy right now.
Okay.
With this whole Epstein stuff.
Oh, okay. You want to go real world conspiracy?
Oh yeah, well those are the best kinds.
Okay, okay.
I mean,
there's conspiracy.
Okay. This isn't designated survivor.
Okay. Okay, John, take us down the rabbit hole. What you got?
Well, I mean, how familiar are you with the whole thing?
Very.
Yeah, kind of. You know, okay. I know the details.
He trafficked children and he's in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I know the guards.
And he's connected
asleep,
to a lot of high-profile people that he was going to name, possibly.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, and like, there's really no one really knows how he got his money.
Yeah,
like he's supposedly managing like billionaires' money, and like, you know, nobody actually deals with him. So people are like, well, how is he getting rich then? And you know, there's theories that, well, you know, he's blackmailing all these people. And instead of, you know, just getting a payoff, he's having them give him their money to invest. So, you know, instead of giving them like $10 million, you're giving him like $1 billion and then paying him like 1%, which is like $10 billion each year, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's just how, you know, if you take your money to a money manager, you're going to pay like 2% a year anyway in fees.
Right.
So then he just happens to like die on suicide. Well, he wasn't on suicide watch, but he had committed suicide the week before.
He attempted suicide.
Right. Sorry, you're right.
Then
you're
what?
Right.
A week later, he was given a full psychoanalyst, and they cleared him because a week changes everything.
Right. Exactly.
Like cleared him, put him in the jail cell where he was supposed to be checked on every half hour. Wasn't checked on by every half hour. Actually, the two guards that were on were working overtime at the time because they were severely understaffed at this jail. And then
and they were like contractors. They weren't even like actual like real guards.
And then
so
he ends up committing suicide. And they never even announced how they found him. They just said he committed suicide.
Well, I think he hung himself.
That's what everybody say. They think he hung himself. They didn't say anything.
I shouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure like that was the state they found him in.
Yeah, but they've never come out and stated that. That's another part of this conspiracy. They've never stated how they found him. They just found him dead.
I never
in
realized
his jail cell.
Sean was down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, right.
Sean seems almost as not more than down than me. Well, so then there was a new thing today.
Yes,
it's like every day there's like another. Like two things that are like very sketchy and just very weird. Like today, we're going through the coroner's report, and he had a bone broken in his neck that is very similar to strangling.
A crushed
and very
larynx.
Rarely happens in a like incidents where people hang themselves.
Yeah, he had a crushed larynx, which is usually found in strangulation.
Right. Exactly. So you know. And then this, like, madam, who's his, like, friend, partner, whatever, who was essentially, like, rounding up all the girls. There was an article yesterday. It's just, like, there's so much this is just so bizarre that's not even, like, conspiratorial. It's just weird. Like, they're talking to this, like, tech executive in, like, on the North Shore in Boston over here because apparently, like, she was living at this, like, mansion with him, like, on the coast. And he's like, don't talk to me about this stuff. If you want to talk, I'll talk to you about, like, reforming sea law and shit like that. The Jones Act, which is this law that, like, only a U.S. ship can go from one U.S. port to another. Anyway, and then, like, this lady, she shows up being photographed in, like, at an In-N-Out Burger in L.A., reading a book about the CIA, just like eating alone in a public place when you haven't been seen in public for 3 years, like the day after. It's just like I'm not even like that. Like, I don't even really necessarily believe that, but it's like you keep just putting more shit in front of me that's just weird. And it's like, what? Like, I don't. It's not even like I don't even know what to make of some of this stuff.
What?
Like, it's not like, oh, this proves it. It's just like, but you keep filling my plate, so I keep eating.
Well, did it, the last I saw, the president was saying a whole investigation should be done, and
well, the last first thing he did was said that Hillary did it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's clearly the first thing
right.
he did.
And then yesterday, there's this story about how like Epstein in like his New York mansion had this like painting of like Bill Clinton in a dress.
Yeah, like it was like on his wall. It's just it's Bill Clinton in drag. Like lounging on a chair. I'm gonna pull it up for you guys while John keeps.
I honestly like, don't. No, you I wouldn't doubt this. That that's not a real life portrait. Given
just,
what he's
well,
into.
Yeah, but it's just a funny thing just to like, you know, have. Like who just has that?
Like,
I don't know.
But he's like in their place.
Like they knew each other. It's not like at the very least they're like acquaintances who might run into each other. Like you don't randomly just have a picture like that. Like I could see if you really didn't like the guy or something like that, but if you thought you'd deal with him, like, it's just, I don't know. The whole thing's bizarre. And then there was this stuff with, like, the scientists, and, like, he wanted to, like, make a colony where he would, like, get 20 young women and just, like, and it was, like, talking to Stephen Hawking about this, and it's like,
it's
what
not
the
even
fuck?
Good.
No, it's not even a good, I'm showing them the painting of Clinton. It's just, he had that exact picture hung in his apartment.
I don't have to see that right now. You can put it down. I got it.
I mean, it, like, why? Why would you have that hanging in your house?
I don't know, dude. He trafficked children. Like,
I know, but like, it's another piece unknown. To this like puzzle where it's like it's one of those puzzles where there's no edges. So you're like,
right.
This goes somewhere.
Yeah, but
I don't
every
know
day
where.
You get like the big piece that
no
fills in
the
hole. You know,
it's impossible to tell.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. It's just this
so
was
weird.
Not. This is the one story made for a movie.
Yeah,
this is made for a movie. Whatever happens,
or TV short series.
No. This is like
there's so many twists and turns.
I know it could. Well, I don't know.
One of my favorite parts of this was Alan.
Oh no, this is like a Ryan Murphy TV series for sure.
Like Making a Murderer,
type like thing. The O.J. Simpson one. You know.
Yeah.
But, like, one of my favorite parts about this was, like, when Alan Dershowitz, the story about him came out, he got, like, a massage with him, and he was like, yeah, but I kept my underwear on. It's like, that's better, I guess?
Jeez.
It's a weird, like, excuse?
Sam, guess. Who among us?
Oh, man.
Anyway,
it's a fun rabbit hole to go down to because there's no explanation to anything.
I know,
like
just
well, there's stuff where people are like, "Oh, he's like a CIA asset," and I'm like, "I don't really believe that," but I don't know. But then, like his like girlfriend is like, "We're reading a book about the CIA, like making a point to be in public," and it's like, "What? Maybe I don't know." Like, it's just so.
Oh boy!
It's just so bizarre, and like I'm usually not the guy to like go down these rabbit holes, but
no.
Well, hopefully, getting back into our realm,
just beyond explanation.
Did you have a question before John went down this?
I was just gonna bring up the fact where like I heard that Fantastic Beasts 2 breaks a lot of the rules in the Hot Potter world, but that feels really unimportant after what we talked about.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Anyway, you mentioned OA stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why don't we finish off
I'm
on
like,
the OA?
I'm trying to think, like, what...
why don't we finish off on the
like
OA?
I had a second news article I wanted to say. Yeah, so the OA, I talked about it a couple weeks ago, or months ago. I finished the second season. Chris, you and I hated the first season. I gave the second season a chance. Loved the second season. I did. You still refused
I refuse to watch it. Yeah.
So the way it ends on a weird kind of clip. Well, not a
spoiler it away, dude. Just go for
it. The second season has so many twists and turns. So the OA wakes up in a new world. She's in like San Francisco, I believe. And it revolves around a missing child. She's in a psychiatric hospital where her doctor is, what's his face? Draco Malfoy's dad, to go back to Harry Potter.
comes he, always yeah. comes so back to
he,
Harry Potter.
He's the like head doctor, and he knows who he is. And she's surrounded by all the people that she was trapped in the cage with. Some of them remember, some of them don't. Like, Homer has no idea.
Yeah.
And so her part of the story is her trying to get Homer to remember. And obviously at the end, he ends up remembering, and then stuff happens. But that was like a side dish to what the actual series was about. It followed a PI who is trying to solve a missing child instance. So a young girl goes missing. They show her picture a lot, and I'm like, why do they keep showing me the picture? And then it's all connected to this like game that people play on their phone and people can make money off of. And it's just like this weird twisty path going down to the point where it turns out that the missing child is the transgendered girl from the first season. It's the same person.
Okay.
But because,
yeah. But because it's in a different dimension, like they don't like you as the viewer know, you're like, oh shit, that's happening. But like they have no idea. And the crew from the original universe, they try crossing over. So it follows them for a little bit.
It's to get fine. To OA back, yeah, I guess.
Or like to get to OA. And they get to the point where they do cross over. They do the dance, and they like only one of them can cross over. But remember the like delinquent kid, like who always got into fights and
yeah,
trouble?
Yeah.
He like jumped in the last second and he transported himself rather than, I think it was the teacher who was supposed to go. So he ends up in the second world. And then, like, you learn that there's other people who've done this kind of thing before. And, like, the guy hooks up with some girl who's a jumper as well. And she can do it freely. And so he's trying to figure all that out. And at the end, they end up jumping to a third dimension. But the third dimension is literally our dimension. And they are themselves in real life. So they are their actual people on a movie set filming the OA. And like, it's such a mind fuck ending. And so the OA, they came out and said, yeah, OA is done. But a lot of people are like, this might be in like, yeah, maybe it's not done. It's just their way of like, you know, promoting the third season just because of the way the second season ended. And like I said,
so she's still stuck there. They don't find the missing kid because we already know.
No, they do find the missing kid because it has something to do with a house and there's like super trippy shit that's going on. They do end up realizing that like the kid.
So the jumpers actually meet up with OA?
Just the kid. The one that does make it, he met up with OA.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, the second season is a lot better because of the. Honestly, the one thing that killed the first season was the ending. How it was just so stupid, and I hated it. This one, I loved the ending. The fact that they're in the real world playing themselves as actors on the TV show, the OA. But they
do they take the persona of the dimension they're in?
They keep their consciousness, yeah. But they take over the like whatever that person's life is.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Like quantum leap.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. So, like, when OA wakes up, they're like, what are you talking... Like, remember how she went she went blind because of the accident and stuff? Like, she wakes up, finds out that in this world, her persona still has a Russian accent and is not blind because she never got into that accident. So that was, like, the one... So everything's a little different for everybody's backstory because it's a different dimension. So that was like hers. So everybody, for the first few episodes are like, what happened to your accent? And there's like weird fucking octopus squids that talk to people.
Oh boy.
No. Like it's like good. Kind of like weird.
All right.
Why are there always octopuses?
Because they're smart.
I don't know. Whenever like you guys are talking about something and I'm like kind of paying attention,
an octopus shows up.
It's usually like, and then some talking octopuses show up, and I'm just like, wait, hang on.
I would love to get an example of the last time we talked about it.
Yeah.
Talking octopus.
I don't know.
It's like, it might be like on the theme of talking octopuses.
Like a talking animal that shouldn't, like an animal that shouldn't talk talks.
Something that just comes out of left field. Like, it's just weird.
I got a good example of this when we were talking about the Runaways the first time.
Yeah, see, and we were probably.
Like, and there's a psychic velociraptor, and you were like, what? Like, yeah, where's a nose ring?
And he fell in love with it.
I haven't watched the second season yet.
Third season has a crossover with Cloak and Dagger, so that means I gotta watch Cloak and Dagger.
Do you?
I gotta know something before it's, I hop
yeah,
in.
You only have to know a little bit, yeah. Not a lot.
Maybe watch.
I'm
the
in the second
season
season right now with Cloak and Dagger, and it's like okay, but it's freeform.
It's freeform.
It's freeform.
Does it get better in the second season?
A little bit. They start to utilize their powers a lot more. So, first season is all about obviously figuring out what your powers are, and then the second one's more or less honing the skill.
Do they talk about sex every 5 seconds?
No, that's just the secret life of the American teenager.
Yep.
Well, that's the only kind of show I watch.
Or 13 and pregnant or whatever it is.
What?
13 and pregnant?
Yeah, it's a teen. There's a show, something teen.
I believe
teen.
It's like 16
and
pregnant.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Are you sure you're not talking about The Secret Life of the American Teenager, which I just mentioned?
I don't know. There's another show called something teen and pregnant. 16, you say
like
it is?
I think it's like 16 and pregnant or something. I'm pretty sure 13 and pregnant is a crime.
As is 16 well, in most states.
Not if he's 16.
Yeah. Okay.
If he's 18, then yeah, there's a crime. Not in Rhode Island, apparently.
Oh,
well, not in a lot of states, actually.
Yeah, 16 is usually the age of consent.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, there was some other Epstein stuff, by the way.
No, we're not. No. We're going to end it now. Sam, we're getting ready to end. We can't get into this. All right.
Real life scary.
I'm kind of like angry that we don't have the X-Files themes queued up right now.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, anyway.
No, Unsolved Mysteries.
And so if you like all these episodes, regardless of the Epstein talk and the weird stuff, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Please send us a message at facebook.com/nightsofthedirtydudes. Give us a like. Send us a review on iTunes as well. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Next time on Unsolved Nightitude.